T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning here on KNSS at 6:49 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. Open testimony today in the House impeachment inquiry. Kansas Board of Education member Steve Roberts is running for seat of retiring U.S. Senator Pat Roberts. Wichita City Council approves grant money toward a pilot project to narrow Douglas Street downtown. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning we've got the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area. A little unsettled, a little all over the place. I'm seeing prices still around $2.25 in some spots, but some prices still up around $2.29. The gasoline prices unsettled out there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 51 degrees. Partly cloudy and cool tonight. The overnight low 27. Thursday sunny. Tomorrow's high 49. Now partly cloudy. South wind gusting to 31 miles per hour. 26 degrees. That gives you 26 degrees. Wind chill of 13. 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. And throughout the Glenn Beck program today, they're going to give you some impeachment coverage. In other words, as those hearings go on throughout the day, they'll be going in and out and giving you coverage of the impeachment inquiry going on Capitol Hill. That's during Glenn Beck. It starts at 9 o'clock this morning, 9 to 11 here on KNSS. An investigation is launched after medical waste washed up on shore in California.
This is House Call for Health, an investigation underway in Venice Beach, California. More than 100 pieces of medical waste washing up on a beach, which had to be closed for a few hours over the weekend. Lifeguards noticed the supplies and notified several agencies, including the Public Health Department. Captain Marco Rodriguez, an ocean lifeguard specialist with the Los Angeles County Fire Department.
Some of those needles were exposed, and we had several hundred people walking along the beach barefoot. This is absolutely unnormal. This is, we occasionally find one or two syringes throughout, you know, once a day or throughout the day. And then Beaches and Harbors, the Department of Beaches and Harbors, in their morning cleanup, they also find needles. But to find several hundred pieces is definitely abnormal.
In addition to needles, tubes and lancets used to prick fingers were also found. The beach has been reopened. While the investigation continues, officials aren't sure how the medical waste ended up on shore. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, has a question today, and I've already got the answer.
What is it?
No. Question is, are we all on the same page here? All right, Don, go ahead, bud.
Well, we'll find out. You know, we did everything right. For 15 years before retirement, we put the money away. We invested it well, diversified, identified, and created several lines of income for retirement. Now it's time to pull that ripcord and leave that good old job. But there's trouble in this River City. 2 years after retiring, the couple has redecorated their home and created their own spaces. She has a she shed and he has a man cave. And they did such a good job, they actually spent a lot of time there in their respective places, even entertaining friends there. But they didn't spend time together.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Mm. Before retirement, she was used to being the CEO of the house. He worked 10-hour days, and while home on weekends, it was expected, so it wasn't an invasion of her realm. Now it is. Since he's free from work, they can now do what she has always dreamed of, travel. But he's not interested because he got enough travel when he worked.
Yeah.
What has changed? Well, retirement has changed. This couple did all the right things in planning for their future financial lives. They neglected to work on their dreams and expectations for their new life together. Now, whether you have whether you hire a licensed therapist or you use an experienced certified financial planner, it's important for most couples to talk about retirement expectations well before it happens. And it's a good idea to actually practice what it's going to be like. Both partners may not agree on how much travel, play, or family time they'll spend in retirement, but the fact that they are communicating can inform their significant other, and that can soften a blow in retirement, which may lead to acceptance and hopefully compromise and a wonderfully happy rainbows and unicorns retirement. And of course, if you have any questions about how to broach these subjects and how to talk about it, it's very important. Give me a call, number 634-2222.
Well, yeah, and it seems obvious, but you help people financially planning their retirement. But are there professionals out there who will say, okay, you two, we're going to have both of you retired. Now let's sit down and talk about it, you know, like a therapist, a retirement therapist.
Believe it or not, there is a financial planning therapist position. I mean, people who deal with, you know, it's a training. It's a license.
But I'm talking outside finances. I'm talking about lifestyle and things
It goes together. And it's important that you plan for both. And, yes, I think it's important that people – if they don't communicate already with themselves, that they should bring in some sort of a professional. And I think that most financial planners, or many at least, deal with this. They see it. I mean, sure. I see what happens when people first launch into retirement and what happens. And I've had these conversations before with people, but I think if it gets to be a real deal, you need to pull in a family therapist or a counselor.
Well, today is World Kindness Day.
Aww.
We are encouraged to spread kindness like an infectious cold.
You
want to share it with more than usual.
It doesn't say that, does it?
Studies show when others observe kindness in action, they're more likely to carry out an act of kindness as well.
I agree 1,000%.
So
when I'm treated well, I want to pass it on.
So when that person at the in the parking lot leaves their cart right next to your car so it can blow into the into your car and damage the fender, just give them a look and say, bless your heart, why don't I take that card in for you?
That's laden with sarcasm, though. That's not kindness. What you want to do is don't say a thing, just smile and push it to the cart.
After you get a big scratch in your car and you have $500 deductible, and you say, hey, thank you for leaving that card out here.
No, that's not nice, Steve. That's sarcasm.
Okay.
That's sarcasm. It's got to be from the heart. But don't do it. Don't be kind in reaction to somebody being a jerk.
No, you got
to
be proactive.
Just be kind. Yeah. Just be proactively kind. That's a good way to put it.
I'm basically kind to everybody, except Jad. That's the one place I draw.
Jad's been kind to us. He got a haircut.
Yeah.
He said he didn't really care because we're the only people he sees, and he doesn't care what we think.
He should care about us.
Yeah. I just got the haircut because it was bugging me.
Okay.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with being kind to us?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
That's nice to know.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. 6:56, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, of course, we will take a look at all the news this morning. Open testimony today in the impeachment inquiry hearings. That story and more news on the top of the hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.